Hello, people. It's me, Khan. I just wanted to post you a quick the tech-related stuff. This one is about keyboards. You know, those things that have keys in them, and you type with them, and then you feel like a badass typist, you know. Okay, so those keyboards, you know, you probably know that there are a lot of kinds of those, and, you know, you get the ones with the rubber hats, the rubber hat keyboards, or RH keyboards, and then you got two types of those. At least you got desktop keyboards, you got laptop keyboards, you know, all these things. You got wireless and wired and all that crap. So my thing was that I wanted a good keyboard. I wanted a keyboard that would not break easily, that would have, you know, good typing feeling, that you could type very fast with, but basically a keyboard that could keep up with my typing speed. And believe me, laptop keyboards sometimes cannot. But besides, I've started to hate laptop keyboards. I mean, the laptops themselves are awesome, but the keyboards, they just don't have the feeling, okay? You don't feel like a typist when you type with them. Okay, so I wanted a keyboard that would fit this criteria. So what I did is I went to this store, this tech store over here in Finland, and I asked him. I said, look, I would like a keyboard that I can do a lot of stuff with, including programming, and that would feel awesome. I mean, that wouldn't make my fingers tired and all that. So they told me that they have a few of them, a few really good ones. Okay, they're a bit expensive, but they're good ones that would fit my needs. So they gave me one to test, and it was pretty noisy. And the keys were very noisy compared to the normal desktop rubber hat keyboard. But and it was wired, okay, which is kind of a minus because I was thinking of a wireless one, but it didn't have rubber hats. It was mechanical. You know what mechanical is, right? Well, mechanical keyboards are, they got these switches under each key. There's a switch that clicks when you press the key. So it's very hard for the key to break, and it's pretty hard to, you know, remove all the stuff. If you want to clean the keyboard, you can buy this tool that will remove all of the keys at once, because I tell you what, in this keyboard that I found, and I actually ended up buying this one that they showed me, the keys are like in this metallic, the keyboard itself is metallic, and the keys are not, of course, but like the surface that they're sticking up from is metallic. So if you need to clean the keyboard up inside, just because you can, you use this tool and click, the whole metallic thing pops up and you can just remove it. And there you got the inside of a keyboard. In other words, you don't need to worry about setting the keys at the right position. You don't need to have eyesight to do this, which is awesome. Because with the rubber keyboards, you usually have to remove them one by one, which is kind of shitty. Whoops, my bad. Yeah, the keyboard has a 2 meter USB 3 cable, and guess what? It also has two USB 3 ports on it, so you can actually, it has like two USB port hub, so you can click it into your PC or Mac or whatever, and you get two external USB ports. How cool is that? You just put your external hard drive, whatever, in the ports, and like I do. So what is the good thing about this keyboard is, like, it also has media control keys. The keys are normal. You got this keyboard set of keys, you know, your little keyboard set, but then you got, like, from F12, you got, going right from F12, you got print screen, scroll lock, and pause. All right, from there, you got previous, play stop, next, and this awesome roll that you can use to either control the volume or whatever, you can program it. If you get the drivers, I don't have the drivers because I don't need to program it. I want to use the volume. And then from the next button, up from there, you got this circle button that is mute. And then left from there, right up from the previous button, you got this square button that's called sleep. What it does is, if you have anything connected to the USB hubs of this keyboard, you press the sleep button and click the things. If you, for instance, if you got your phone charging from the USB hub and it presses sleep button, it stops charging. Okay. And then that's pretty much it. I mean, the keys feel very comfortable. You don't even need to tilt. You don't even need to tilt it. You know, adjusting, tilting. You don't need to do that because the keys are already like in the position that you feel like it's tilted, even if it's not. That's very awesome. It's a pretty well-built thing. So let me show you what the keys sound like. Okay. So I got my computer here, and I got it currently. I think it's. Let's see here. Okay. Whoops. They're pretty noisy, but the awesome part is that they do work. They feel very awesome, like. And the feeling is very light. You don't need to press too much to get the key press registered, which is awesome. Which fits me because I type pretty fast. And my fingers are touch them lightly. Except for when I type in like extremely fast. But yeah. This thing, this beauty is called DAS4. And it's called, they have two models of it. They got MX, carry MX, which is the switches type. Carry MX blue clicky. And the one that I got is carry MX brown soft tactile. This thing is like awesome, okay? So, you know, thought I'd tell you that in case there are other geeks here who would like to, you know, push stuff, like, who like to get the pretty good keyboard and need one of the best ones there is. So, there we go. Hope you had fun. Well, at least hope you tried to have one. Goodbye.